Bill George is back. Melissa Strady with a special guest today.
Good morning, Greg.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. Good to be back. Saw Mark Daly.
Welcome back.
Saw Mark Daly in the parking lot. Good to see him.
Who's that?
Back. Well, I had to refresh my memory who he was. I didn't see him in such a while. But
yeah.
It's good to be back. It was a quick summer.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Very.
They go fast, don't they?
Yeah, there were a lot of events this summer. Now that we had some COVID restrictions that were lifted, we definitely partied it up, wouldn't you say?
There were a lot of events, and I would say most of them were better attended than pre-COVID.
Oh, yeah.
And I think a lot of people want to get outside. We had a few customer events, and it's been a real good summer. A lot of PPP forgiveness. And that's been positive for most of our commercial customers. And housing market's on fire. If you can find a house that you want to buy, we're willing and able and ready to finance. And so, it's been a great, great summer.
Mm-hmm.
We've spent a lot of time with customers, which is extremely valuable.
It is. And I want to ask, I wonder if this is a record year for ribbon cuttings for the chamber, because I feel like there is at least 1 to 2 ribbon cuttings that I see advertised per week. I mean, it's crazy. And what a positive energy for Jackson.
Yeah, and perhaps we'll have a few ribbon cuttings this year.
Yeah.
We have a couple of locations. John Waldron was on last week. I think he mentioned our downtown location. Our commercial lenders will be moving into, along with Melissa and all the commercial loan support people we have. And it'll kind of be our small business center, and it will be a top floor of the Fields building. And so we're going to take up most of that floor and hopefully be in there by the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Work continues on that, as it does. You could probably give an update on Spring Arbor Road.
Oh, yeah. So I think I've been saying for 5 years that that's going to be a retail location. I'm not the only one that's been saying that.
I've been saying it as well. It should have been 5 years ago.
Right. But, man, what a beautiful building. So on Spring Arbor Road, it's right next to Polly's. And, yeah, that's our intention, is to open that as a retail location. It's pretty much turnkey right now. It's where myself and my staff in the Treasury Department are housed, and we'll be booted out of there here soon so we can make room for all the retail staff. But that will be a great addition to our branches in Jackson. We don't really have a whole lot on that west side of Jackson, so it's a long drive if you're going from Horton Road to Wisner. So it'll be a good middle ground if you don't want to go downtown.
Well, the delay in opening that, part of it was due to us opting to open a downtown branch.
Mm-hmm.
And so when that branch became available, the former bank left town. It was natural for us to pounce on that. Mm-hmm. And our downtown branch has turned out to be a great addition.
Oh, yeah.
And now we're getting out to Spring Arbor Road. And a lot of the businesses that were downtown decades ago are now out on Spring Arbor Road. That whole corridor is full of professionals and insurance agencies and all mm-hmm. different types of businesses, Lumen Christi High School. And so
yeah.
I think it's one of the best locations we could possibly get in the county. And so we're looking for big growth with that branch. Mm-hmm. And stay tuned.
Yeah. And I think it just goes to show that County National Bank is committed to Jackson, and we're also expanding. I mean, how many bank locations or branch locations do you see that are closing? And we're actually capitalizing and growing. So kudos to County National and the year that we have on top of the 9 and 10 years previous to that. So, and that's all because of customers and the way that we do banking.
Jackson's been very, very good to us. We're very appreciative and continue to support the community. And, mm-hmm. you know, we have a guest on this morning that's a good example of that. You mentioned ribbon cuttings, and he'll have a ribbon cutting down the road, I heard. But this morning we have a guest on. I think anyone who's driven down Horton Road lately, there by Prime Cuts, Badgley Horton Road, have noticed the improvements to the building on the corner of Badgley and Horton Road, and has recently seen the sign go up, Crimson Oak Company. And we have one of the co-owners, Jason Norris, with us this morning. Welcome, Jason.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Good to have you. And, you know, congratulations on a fantastic-looking building. I mean, I love the color choice and the wood accents and the sign. And you know, I've been with that building, I'm going to say, for a couple of decades. And the tenants, the owner has always struggled with tenants. Last tenant did not pay the lease, and it went vacant, was vacant for quite a while. And then we happened to play golf one day and started talking about what you did for a living. You mentioned that you're looking for a place in Jackson, and mm-hmm. I couldn't think of a better location for the type of business that you're in. So can you describe what Crimson Oak is to our listeners and you and what's coming up as far as the events coming up?
Yeah, so we make custom furniture. We do a lot of residential furniture, and we have dabbled in the commercial industry a little bit. We've done some restaurant tabletops and bars before, but mostly our primarily, we do kitchen tables, consoles, shelving, desks, really anything that you would need in your house.
I think you're being fairly modest. I could probably tout you more than you're willing to. I know you're awfully humble in what you do, but I would encourage anyone to go to your Facebook page as well. You know, I've seen a dining room set you guys made that... you know, I don't know how long it took or what it cost, but it was the nicest dining room set I've ever seen. So you do custom woodwork of almost any sort of product that's made from. What do you do most of? I mean, I saw a dining room set, but what would you say you do the most of? What type of product?
Well, I think the dining room table is something that we do most of. We've kind of perfected the process a little bit, and we know exactly what works with what wood species. And, you know, really the majority of our business, probably 80-85% is custom. So whatever someone comes to us with, we try and replicate. And usually that's what we do. We ask whoever comes to us, we say, you know, can you provide us with some information as far as design and size of the table? And then we can kind of walk through the specs of the table and figure out design and go through that process with them.
So it truly is custom.
Yeah, and you know, the customer can be as involved as they want. You know, they send us a picture of something they like, and you know, we suggest things, and they come back to us with other suggestions, and we kind of, you know, figure out what works best for them.
Now, is there anything that you shy away from? I mean,
yeah, kitchen cabinets specifically. We're just not set up well to do things like that. And I think it's a little bit different of a profession than what we do. That's more of a specialty in my mind than what we do. Not that what we do isn't special, but. Right. There are certain ways to do kitchen cabinets, and we're just, as a company, not set up well to do it.
Now, you already have a location in Mason. Can you tell us a little bit about that? Because I know a lot of people from Jackson have been to your place in Mason.
My business partner, Trevor, and his wife own a store up in Mason called Michigan Barnwood. They have a small little retail store up front and a huge 15,000-square-foot lumber yard in the back with, you know, old barn wood from barns and all across Michigan that have been torn down. They've got a great live edge selection up there that's very in right now. Mm-hmm. And then we have a small shop in the back of that building where we've been for the last 3.5 years. And, you know, the location here in Jackson, when we had talked about just the amount of traffic that goes by that corner mm-hmm. on a daily basis is pretty awesome, and it was just the right time, and we figured we would try to expand a little bit.
So, yeah. Jason, how did you get into this this field?
Sure. So my wife and I moved back to Jackson probably 5 or 6 years ago. We bought a house in 340 Farms. It needed a lot of work. I had dabbled with woodworking a little bit as a child. I used to be in the shop with my grandfather growing up, and so it was always in the back of my mind. And I'm kind of a hands-on guy, and we needed a few projects around the house done, and I made a few things, posted on social media, and it kind of snowballed. So I was able to develop a relationship with Trevor and Kendra up in Mason, because I used to go up there and purchase wood with them, from them for projects, and we hit it off and decided to just partner up. So
you went to high school here?
Correct, at Lumen.
And you were just entered in the Hall of Fame last Friday night.
That is correct, yes.
Tell me about it.
I got a call from the AD, Jesse Brown, probably 6 or 7 weeks ago. And
he surprised?
Said, yeah, very surprised. He said, I got a couple things to talk to you about. They're tearing down some bleachers in the gym, and he asked.
So they want you to fix those. You know,
we could have custom bleachers made. Yeah.
He asked if I wanted the wood, and I said, "Well, I'll come out and look at it. I'm not sure what shape it's in, or if I'll have any use for it." Mm-hmm. And then he said, "Are you sitting down?" I said, "I'm actually driving." So yes, he's like, "Well, you've been selected to go into the Hall of Fame this year at Lumen," and I was pretty taken back by that, but. They had a great ceremony on Friday night at the halftime Marshall game, and Jesse and everyone else that put that together did a great job. So,
well, you had a couple good weeks a few years ago in soccer and football.
Yes.
Talk about that.
Killing me here.
Come on.
Well, we went to the state championship in soccer.
Yeah.
We actually tied 1-1. For reasons I'm not really sure about why they don't go into shootouts. I mean, I do know it, but it's not a big deal.
And so you shared the
we shared state the state title in soccer, yep. And then a week later, I was the kicker on the football team, and we went to the state championship at the Silver Dome. I think that was the last year at the Silver Dome before they moved it to Ford Field. And kicked a field goal and had a few extra points in the state championship game.
So, that's pretty crazy.
Yeah, it was a pretty cool couple weeks.
And your wife is also from Jackson?
She is. She graduated Northwest 04.
And she is a dentist in Spring Arbor, Dr. Laura Norris.
Yes, she is. She got the practice about 3 years ago. She's done a lot of nice things inside. Painted the exterior of the building, making it look really nice. And she's had a great response out there in Spring Arbor.
Well, it sounds like the Jackson community is lucky to have both of you back.
You.
I only thought you played golf, and you told me you're self-taught at that, and you're one of the best golfers I've played against.
Oh,
and,
thanks, Phil.
So you learned. You're a quick learner, that's for sure. But
how do you find time to play golf?
That's a good question.
you prioritize.
You got to work some nights, I guess.
Oh, okay.
Well, let's talk about the reason you're really here is to promote your grand opening.
Yeah, we're opening up this Friday and Saturday, 10 to 5 both days. We had thought about doing like a little bit of a soft opening on Thursday, but we could at this point use the extra day to get everything organized. And so we're just going to open up to the public on Friday at 10. And hope it goes well. We've had some great responses from people all around town, and they're really excited for us, and we hope it goes well.
So that used to be a furniture store years ago, I'm told.
Yes.
I think we're both too young to remember the Colony Shop.
Yep.
But
too young?
Maybe not you. You did know, or you did remember, but you know, it's set up perfect. I told Melissa, I said, I hope you catch a red light, because those display windows are exactly what you're going to be using them for. And I see you've got product on display in the windows and all ready to go. It looks fantastic. So you sell retail items, and there is stuff to buy as you go in. It's a combination of a custom woodworking and a retail shop.
Correct. So it's about 6,200 square feet, and the way we've done it is we threw up a couple walls inside. We basically divided it right down the middle. We've got a wood shop in the back, and then about 3,000 square feet out front for retail stuff that, you know, a lot of furniture that we've made and kind of stockpiled, waiting for this day to open. We also have a lot of local artists who are going to be selling some items in there. You know, anything from soaps to earrings to candles.
Nice.
So it's all custom, Jason? You don't work with a line of furnishings or?
Correct. Everything that you will see from a furniture standpoint.
You made it.
Inside we've made, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
So.
It's a unique, one-of-a-kind item, which is rare these days in a cookie-cutter world.
Yeah.
And so I think the location's going to bode well for you. And, you know, I know the craftsmanship, workmanship. I've seen it. And I personally can't wait to get through and see some of it and watch your success.
Yeah,
and so, again, congratulations. Again, this Friday and Saturday from 10 to 5, they're going to be open, grand opening. And your regular hours will be Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 5. And you're also going to be open on Saturdays, 10 to 3.
That's correct, yes.
So,
well, Hall of Famer.
Hall of Famer.
And there you go.
We love having him as a customer.
It's a good start.
It's a perfect fit. Community bank, community member. It's why, you know, we work for a community bank. And it's great to see everything grow and all the success in the world. Congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Now, you did say that you had a social media presence. If I were to go on Facebook and look you guys up, would it just be under Crimson Oak?
Crimson Oak Wood Co.
Okay.
Yes.
Awesome.
And then also on Instagram as well. They kind of correlate together. You post one thing to Instagram, mm-hmm. it automatically goes to Facebook. So, yeah, there's quite a variety of work that we've done on both platforms.
Okay, great. And your ribbon cutting is on Friday?
No, we haven't set that up yet with the chamber. I'm not sure if or when that will happen, but hopefully.
Down the road.
Yeah, down the road. We'll figure that out.
Okay.
Thank you, Jason. Thank you, Greg.
Thanks,
you.
Bill.
And we'll see you next week.
Thanks.